Cultural Network in association with Grand Dior presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
Hesa streama, Ronaria streama. Cheese boys, cheese girls, cheese gang. Welcome to yet another episode of Popcorn and Cheese, proudly brought to you by Stream In Studios. Stream In Studios for your necessary streaming facilities. Ladies and gentlemen, do you find yourself embroiled in a court case or a battle, but you don't have the time to make it to court? How about you stream it? Moshi Library.
This one.
We'll make sure you do your best in your court case. With Stream In Studios, we offer... Hey, are you part of a court case and you realize, oh my gosh, I need a face beat? We have makeup rooms here as well. Stream In Studios, the best forever. And we bring you joy. Rutlisetsa Letabo. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not alone. Back from Espanola.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man formerly known as Robot Boy, he's now known as Robito the Boy. Put your hands together for the one and only Robot Boy.
Oh. Robito.
And today, ladies and gentlemen, I wanna that yay.
Hey, which one is this one?
Fana kuthi sithestane kule show, yes. Abantu bavangena fana kuthi sibaswabe, because yay. You know that cough that has a second gear.
Yeah, the clinic.
it had
a clinic second gear.
Year three.
It's got a Baraguana feel to it, ne? These are the coughs you hear at Barra.
guys, not in the intro.
Okay,
it's just him introduced and then okay. Maybe
but that's not a Mopac cough.
No. That's that cough that the cougher apologizes after.
Sorry.
Because
everyone takes it.
The victim says, hey, sorry, guys. I saw what I released in the air.
Oh, guys, whoa. The cheese gang brought this up. They said, Rakwara Namo. So on this episode, because the person we have today is the epitome of positivity.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's be positive to one another.
Good vibes.
Please, good vibes.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives us great honor and joy to present our next guest. All the way from Mpumalanga, but we'll find out. All the way from Mpumalanga, ladies and gentlemen, rocking what may seem like a Messi Pakela afro, but it's actually his. Please put your digital hands together. Help us welcome the one, it's poor, welcome the one, the only,
Kanyisa Chisengi.
Yes.
Hold your applause.
All right.
Jacqueline.
Oh, okay.
You went to Jacqueline, too?
Yes.
All right, so John, come on.
Already, guys. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Popcorn and Cheese.
Where's the popcorn? Where's the cheese?
Here's the popcorn.
And the cheese.
Hi, guys. Want anything?
I bought mint.
Underwhelming.
Menthol.
Menthol.
We're being nice.
Guys, let's be nice.
Okay, let's be nice.
Your green fishnet jersey looks amazing.
It's not a fishnet jersey.
I like the high top Crocs.
It's knitted.
High top Spice Girls Crocs. Yes.
Yes, your...
Guys,
your 4x4 Crocs are amazing.
Yes, super comfortable, guys.
Size 2.
Definitely worth it. Size 3.
And we could hug you today when we saw you. Because, you know, you...
Oh.
No, I'm complimenting the fact that they give you more height.
Guys, can I just disclaimer? I'm very short. Russ, I'm extremely short. Okay? Mm-hmm. So please don't be underwhelmed. I'm very short. That's why I had to have a personality.
Underwhelmed.
Yeah.
I was so excited for this episode.
Dude.
I was excited. Dude.
I watched all your TikToks. I listened to, in the shower, I listened to your songs. It was nice. So,
In the shower?
For research.
Titi's watching your TikTok. Bottom line is that.
Titi. Side eye.
So, Spirit, could you please help me with this?
Which one is this
the
one?
Sound sucks. Can you just.
Guys,
I'm saying the. You know what? Guys, I'm going to put my glove on. I'm echo focused.
No. You can't just the person that loves you the most. He's like your only fan here,
bro. Yo! Yo! Guys, are these the positive vibes? Yeah. Are you guys being positive?
We need to be positive.
Okay.
Guys, I love your shoes, my boy.
Yes. Thank you, my boy. I see you. And we're coordinating today. You know what I mean?
Love it for you guys.
Thank you.
You look like a stepfather. Like a good stepfather. He's a good guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Positive. Yeah.
By the way, I mentioned it in the intro. You said that's your hair, right?
Yes, this is my hair.
From the bottom of my heart, I think your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You wear it like a crown.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing.
Natural
game.
Hey. Finish what you were going to say. It's hiding.
A beautiful head.
Guys, whoa. Firstly, whoa. Yo, you don't have to do all of that because you've got this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Please explain.
So we were debating about that. You said it was inspired by your vest.
Guys.
I said it was the Karate Kid. Daniel-san had the...
No, it's to show that that's her natural hair and that's how long it is.
Yes. Yeah, so this is to show that this is the actual length of the hair. I'm kidding, guys. It got heat damaged. So now this hair is basically dead. This one is alive. So the straightener...
Oh, so that hair, you know...
Yeah?
Yes, like I straighten the girls get it. I straightened my hair, guys.
She's girls,
ghost
and,
lady.
And
yeah, actually,
when I straightened
lady.
It,
do you have a dead
it died.
Hair strand somewhere?
So
I know someone who found dead hair strands when he got home.
What dog is one?
Oh,
guys,
my
guys,
I'm giving this episode 9 out of 10.
What?
Please
leave the era by Zinhle bag.
Yes, that's a beautiful bag, by the way.
Thank you.
So ladies and gentlemen, era by DJ Zinhle.
No, that's not DJ Zinhle. Oh. Am I losing?
Did you just say chikita?
No.
No,
it's a mistake.
Ladies and gentlemen, Her Majesty the Queen.
Her Majesty, sorry. Please cut that part.
So, I cut it.
Editor.
Whoa,
Ibisana. Look, this question is up, man. Mamela, I want to make sure that Wikipedia has your details correct.
Yes.
Are you Patricia?
Yes.
So your second name is Upatricia?
Yes, Kanyisa Patricia Jacqueline, KPJ.
Aish.
Check out KP.
Aish.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
And are you really from Secunda?
Yes, I am from Secunda. I was born and raised in Mpumalanga.
Uh-huh.
But mama no tata ba suke pai beza in Mpumalanga for better opportunities, I guess.
Nice.
Oh, do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. A lot.
A lot?
A lot, a lot.
A lot, a lot.
Same mom, same dad, or?
Well, yes. Goss, no. Yes. Maybe sometimes on Tuesdays.
I know these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
we all have these stories.
Hey, at an aunt's funeral,
can't
you sing?
And Yena is crying louder than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we're two. I'm the only girl between boys.
How many boys?
How many boys?
Yeah.
I think there's like 4 of us. And then, yeah, the youngest is grade 9. No, mas nanga pila mtana.
Mas no bas.
Oh, we say high school man wait.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then wait. Slivele's corner bandla.
Oh wow, man. So you from Secunda, so you know, do you know who Abutlolo no Lisez?
Yes, yes. Homeboys.
We can't wait to have Abutlolo on. We just need, you know, 2050 to supply us with.
No. No. No.
We want him to be comfortable.
No, so 2050 event supplies. Applies us with the best state-of-the-art chairs and furniture. So we need to make sure that every guest
fits in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was at a gig. It was crazy. I did a gig at the Sofing with Abutlolo. And he sat
where sofa.
He sat on the couch and it broke. Next, I promise you, it was a white sofa. Goody sofa. And he sat and it broke. So I said to him, when you come on the show, I'm gonna make sure you're comfortable. So yeah, him and Lisa comes as well.
Yo. I think you should have them both.
Let's have both of them.
Yeah. That would be good.
Because they're two. Ulisheza magidlala. No lolo ya lala.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, I think as soon as we extend the studio, yeah, we can.
guys. No, guys.
Mina Ushega.
I love your consideration.
I didn't lose.
Yeah, at streaming studios, we can move the shelves back to our company and accommodate more space.
Thank you for that live link. You did it so well. Tanyisa, we're going to come back to you because you're doing such an amazing job as a guest. We've always wanted to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And the Cheese Gang has been
asking for you as well.
Really?
Yes.
You're lying.
We promise you.
No, here we don't lie.
Where do you get this ball of energy from? Like, from the videos I've watched of yours with your come up.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like a lot of it you downloaded from mom. When I
Well, yes. I mean, you know, mom is my role model. I mean, I don't believe in having role models that you don't live with every day. A role model umuntu you look up to.
Uh-huh.
I want to mbone 5 minutes at TV. Ula, ukhuluma njani nabantu who are around them. Makalala, ulala njani. Like, let's be realistic about our role models. Kids, be realistic about your role models. Ngoba anibazi ngo 12 ebusuku benza ntoni. Thank you. So
that's a big bar, actually.
Mom, yeah.
You know them, like you know the real them.
Yeah. So, oh, mama, no, tata, basically, in the kule around bona, and I'm as old as their marriage, basically.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I've been with them. I'm a product of a con girl and a con boy. So nami nyafunu kona one day, first day, you know, working on it. Like being gone.
She wants to find love.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Relax. Oh, wow. Not everything is a pun, guys. Not everything is a pun.
No, but we're facing a pandemic, so we...
Wow.
I'm not even gonna... You know what?
Yeah, but...
Guys. Okay.
Then... Where was I?
You wanted to be a gone girl.
Yes, fine. Oh, yes. But what was the initial question?
You were saying that you were a product of...
Fine.
And these were your role models.
Goodness.
Yes, so. Role model. Then the teeny after role model.
What? You are a product.
Okay.
A gone boy and a gone girl.
So now, if you go wish...
Fine. Yeah. That aside, bending a point, Ibonaj, and this point was, yo... I forgot it.
Okay, on that point of order, must we continue or do you
want to... Yes, let's continue with the questions.
Yes, because...
It'll come back. So initially,
we were asking about, like, where did you get this, like...
The character.
Oh, the character, yes. So, ukula around umama, you see.
I got you.
Ukula around umama no tata. I was basically reenacting, like, a lot of the... Especially Kandi, when I act like umama on TikTok or act like a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
It's real life situations and, like... True real life inspires me, yabo. So okay, yeah, that was it, and a lot of it was therapy for me. I think my TikTok journey is a lot from where I come from and all of that. So
multi therapy in what sense?
In the sense of I had to bottom line myself out of situations where I was not in a good space mentally.
Yeah.
And I had to beseng ngasas born, and I just... Even.
Hectic.
the Pelasin City, bottom line is that Ndimhle. Bottom line is that I'm going to wear this. Bottom line is that bottom. And I had to bottom line myself out of a lot of situations. I had to bottom line. Sebati, we should be honest about this girl's music. Ngati bottom line is a wenza.
Yes, yes.
Aphinde umuntu athi, we should be honest about bottom line. This is how we post on a video. What else do you have to say, Sisi or Puti? Like, whenever life throws something at me, as a challenge, before I take it on, I'm like, bottom line.
Bottom
is a way to do.
So bottom line is a result of you hitting rock bottom.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Then get,
that's like legit. When life throws you lemons, you make lemonade.
Yeah.
It took the very thing that used to like make you insecure in some sense.
And
it took it to the top.
And at the time that you were releasing your videos and stuff like that, you were probably getting people out of the point that you were getting yourself out of by making.
I figured that out because a lot of the comments would be like, I need at least one video from you a day. And that's why I made it a point that every day I post at least one video. Because a lot of people were like, you're the reason I smile. You made me smile today. I was having a horrible day, but I saw your video and I laughed. Like, those comments really warmed my heart.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
And they're never beautiful. That's the thing. I go through their profiles. I know. Let me be.
Positivity, guys.
Sorry.
Positivity.
No, but
sorry.
Not for the haters. The people
that
stop
is honest positivity.
How, like,
yes.
Like.
Hating. But let's be honest, they're not honest to themselves.
Yes.
To themselves, no?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's, so,
that's such a dope story.
That's like such a dope story.
To, like, come up like that.
Yeah, you know, I have a similar story, but in my day, and I'm 35. So when I hit my they went.
Dead and high sausage. Pops is only closer word in his book.
I've got three.
Like, whoa.
Buddha, Jonga, and tree.
And Buddha is.
And what?
Three. Isn't Buddha three. Yeah. Like.
That's three in Xhosa.
No.
Three. It is. Three.
Guys, three is three.
Do you know, Tanya, three is a crowd.
Three.
Jojo.
Okay. Okay, stop. Okay, fine.
Yes.
Even my brother speaks like that.
Is he saying Buddha means what?
Isn't Buddha like a Mayan a Buddha?
No, Buddha is closer for brother.
Guys,
every episode, without fail.
Titi.
No, brother.
Saves himself.
You see, when you do that, I can't learn. So I can't learn. I can't learn. I must be right or wrong.
No.
So Buddha is a Mayan?
God. Learning is, what is Buddha? Then she answers you.
The Buddha. We pray to the Buddha.
Isn't Buddha
perfect? We don't pray to the Buddha. The people.
I pray to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
No, not
hey, come on, somebody.
Same. Hallelujah.
Wakanda Rabashia.
Okay.
Okay. Here she is. Let's help you learn.
Let's help you learn,
Miss Thosa.
So
out to Buddha.
Yes.
Dead and done.
It's like
in fit. Out here, I coach you.
So you don't know the other Buddha.
We know the Buddha.
No, we know the other Buddha,
but
the
horse is not spelled the same way as well. Yeah.
Oh, sharp.
Yeah. There's a lot of Xhosa terminology we'll educate you on. Like kunje what smoking in Xhosa?
Ukchaya.
You don't want to know what to bribe is in Xhosa. It's not the show for that. This is not
this
the
is
show.
Wait, I have to know.
This is
everybody
the
show. Knows except me. Everybody in the room knows except me. Spiwa, you know.
Spiwa definitely knows.
Whoa.
If there's what?
As chai up as.
What is to, bro?
We'll get there. So tell me, my lady, when you took your pain and you turned it, you know, 50 Cent has a book, 50 Laws of Power.
Yeah.
And one of the chapters is, please bleep this out, ne? Because that's the name of the chapter. It's called Turning into Sugar.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's what, am I right in saying that's what you did? You took your pain, you took what you were going through, you took all these words that hurt you from all these people and you turned it into sugar.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Did it help you overcome those things?
It did. It did. Yo, it did. It's okay, guys, for being honest, it was a boy. Lomfana took me from ekhaya.
Name and shame.
No.
Name and
shame. Okay, whoa.
Ban Lomfana.
So
I'm taller.
It was a boy.
Yeah. He deleted. Ngizomangithi deleted my self-esteem, my confidence. Ukuzithanda. Imagine u delete ama file afakwe ubaba.
Yo.
Ubaba ungithisa njenge princess, ungithisa njenga the best thing emhlabeni, delete umfana. And funny enough, I would always just want to use namathele kuye. Because the only validation, why delete her? Every other validation from anyone else didn't matter. So it made him nigga gooey.
But he's.
Oh,
and you think that's...
It was difficult.
Was it your first love?
Yes. I was convinced it was.
I was about to say, because when you give yourself over to someone like that, that's the only way their opinion will matter more than even God's.
Or like,
you know what I mean? Because you made in his image, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
That should be your first
reference.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When you fell in love, no, Asimbize u Patrick, when you...
Pops. Because her name is Patricia, now Patrick. Stand up and pick up your head trick.
Wow.
Did you say Patrick and Patricia sitting on a tree? On a tree?
Okay.
What I deserve la Patrick, not la Patrick Lee. He deserves an ugly name.
Yeah.
So here's what I was going to ask. When you and Patrick fell in love, were you... In retrospect, were you complete? Or did you feel like you were missing a certain part of you? Mm. And you found it in him?
I had everything. In fact, emotionally, mama no tata, bandanda, kapsungu. Those people love me. Mama kan phone lanango. And then this is pendulu liko. The kumana le podcast. Pendulu call ka mama because that's the type of love I delete her because of. So I come from love that ditandwa kakhulu mnekhaya.
That's so hectic because you think because there was a lack this side, hence.
Yes.
Now you had everything.
Yes.
But still, do you think the idea of being in a relationship?
Yeah.
Other your friends, maybe everybody idolizing indoor and all these things.
Growing up, I'm sure when I crash, they say what? Yeah, lezo zinto lezo. So you, as a girl, you end up getting to a point where you're like, yeah. And then there's some prioritizer. Lo muntu segaba, yabo na segaba he eats
the alpha and omega.
Yeah. Eh, wo libale awa banda who actually love you, who actually vouch for you.
But sometimes in a relationship, like I can empathize a lot with what you're talking about. Sometimes in a relationship, people get jealous of their partner for having stuff that they don't have, like happiness, for instance. So your partner, like someone you love, can be angry at you for receiving happiness from the world, and they want them to be their only source of happiness. And they hold you down for that.
That was my situation.
So I think Zizi hit it on the head.
Wazenza, he made it. He ensured that he deletes. He deletes.
Because someone like him couldn't fathom why you're so happy and loved together.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did that take you to realize? Like, how long were you in that relationship?
3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
When did it stop being fun? When did the fairy tale die down and you started realizing I'm with a monster here?
When I was 21.
Oh, so last year.
Ah, nice way to sneak in a compliment.
Hey?
Hey, I see you. Smooth.
Yeah. No,
black don't care.
You know what's smoother than that?
Yeah.
The segue. streaming studios, smooth streaming facilities. As you might have heard a while ago, Kanyisa Chisengi saying to you guys, "Ngaigqiba podcast." Can't switch off because we have generators.
And we are fully
powered. We keep streaming, even when they switch it off. Sa stream, Tina. And now, back to you.
Siya stream.
Runari ya stream.
Yes. So, did you believe
what?
No, we were asking about when did it stop being... So when did you're three years in.
Yes.
At which point? Is it year one? Is it year two? Did you start realizing... I get there's a honeymoon phase.
Yes.
There's the love, the tandana. You guys get along so well. Yeah. And then you start realizing, no man, this guy's narcissistic or he's doing this to me. You realize it. When did you realize it and when did you pull the plug?
It was, I even have a YouTube video actually, guys, of me crying.
Of him?
No, of me crying. Me explain. Actually, just one dynamic. Of this thing. And I think I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, like it hurts because that punch went to sacrifice and that God himself had to literally intervene and take me out of. So yeah, but story of another day.
We're just glad you made it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy.
There's a lot of people.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Amen. Because there are a lot of people who are currently in the situation that you're in and they don't know how to get out.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, when you said I was complete, this person deleted all these files, often you hear from people who were looking for a piece of themselves in someone else.
Yeah.
And that's how that person was able to manipulate and control them and do all these things. So to hear it from someone who's like, mina ngingene, with a full heart, and from a family that was loved, a person who was loved, I wanted to go and give that love to someone else. But then, this is what this person put me through. That means they were the incomplete one. And to what Titi was saying, this person started seeing attributes in their life, in your life, that they didn't have in their life. And they didn't want to let you flourish. They wanted to bring you down to that level and take you further down. And you fought and you got out.
So. Yes, I fought and fought with a growing following. Wakula, wakula. And I'm like, I'm sure unkulunkulu wa liar to the extent where I was everywhere. I took to me radio. I feel like God just in your face.
And how do you handle that kind of pressure where you're going through this, what you're going through, you are coming out of this, what you're coming out of, and you're blowing up, like literally.
Yep.
The sign is here.
Remember, we're being positive today, guys. Yeah.
Guys, where are the actual things? Like, me now, I'm going to popcorn at the shwene cheesy.
This brewer. Why are you this brewer behind?
You know why? It's because he's wearing a shetongati ifatuk. Positive. It looks like a handkerchief.
What on my case is it? I'm going to go to Banuasula. Imagine. He has a fashion fight with a fatuk.
David Klala.
David Klala.
Guys. Oh, no.
So, sorry.
He's wearing my Forza. I'm trying to go to one, guys. Middle class money.
Don, you take a
message. Guys, no.
Yes. This is your question before the sign came in.
I was saying, the question is, you're going through what you're going through and coming out of what you're coming out of, and you are literally blowing up. And how do you handle all those things? Because it's, for me, I can only imagine it's an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yes. Job and that show, but it happened when I was like 21, 22 was the final stages of Ubang. Blow up, 25. So, at 25, I'd spend time with myself, I've healed. I think I need Zinja. It's Nengi. Because Zinja, yo, my best up, Umbala, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
You got, oh, like pet dogs.
Pet dogs, yeah.
What kind of dogs? How many?
I have Shem Kone.
Oh, five.
I had seven.
Seven dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Seven dogs. But then ke so ngura tax.
This is the weirdest podcast.
Guys, wait. I'm on like guys. Click on red text. Guys, go red text. Go check him. Go Penny. Go Nemo. Go Very No Vero.
Go Very No Vero. What they look like?
Yes,
alike.
They're the same breed. German Shepherds. Two German Shepherds. I've got Chucky is a Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris because another vibe, man. Chucky is a Jack Russell. I've got two Maltese, actually, Penny and Nemo. And nice. Then Uluna just passed away. She was a breed, a mixed breed. And then Uretex is a mixture of a Bull Terrier.
Nekundon.
Which one is this one?
What is Jojo?
Guys, all right, Dex, you know why? Let me tell you how he got the name.
Yes,
fine.
Please tell us how they all got their names. Please tell us how they all got their names.
All right, Dex,
Nemo.
Some coin.
Some toli, like it.
Some topa, all right, Dex. No, basipa.
Wait.
No, okay, so all right, Dex, banipa.
Basipa, all right, Dex.
Yeah.
Hey, we're feeding this dog. This dog, he's good. Sipina sim cares or attacks. Avuvu is so. Yo, Sisi Lend is off. Aye, Ksasa, he's good. Akula cool, Maraham, Amatola, Ataya Kobek. I was convinced that Uretex was not going to be a normal dog because of how he was just
developing.
Yo,
yeah.
I was like, he's our fallage. Bye. He keeps on making it. And I'm like, you know what? Retex. Because it did get to a point where we were scared. But somebody, Retex land. Because we did push the Retex for Makundwan. And then...
Is this your place?
Yes, in Mpumalang. In Mpumalang,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
Ay, Retex, I cool. Like, I'm a great. It's called Retex.
It's cool.
Love it. And you know Lame. He's the most violent dog.
Chuck is not the most violent dog.
No, not even. So that's Retex. Then Chucky, Jack Russell, look at attitude, very smart. Well, like the character Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
Ola,
like, Ola is that gent, you know. And he loves me so much. He had tells both
bonk. He's protective over you.
Yes, okay, very, okay. Very. And then Penny and Nemo are like two girls. Dan Bafumene boy, two busy puppies. And I'm like, oh, I can't take one and then leave one.
I told you she found Nemo.
Hey,
okay, I'm telling you, Nemo. Don't you tell Nemo the sign that tattoo pin?
Oh, okay.
So Bakula way to my sister's very cute.
Papa Pin,
Cause state girls. Yes, and then Uluna. Oh, mama, what pure colleague I can say.
Luna's the one that passed away, the mixed.
Yes,
queen,
yes, Luna passed away. Oh, very cute. She's even on my TikTok. And then, very no vero, Utata wanted to start breeding a magic, German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, that is our, I don't know, project, I guess. But we love them too. Uvero,
and then tell me, Lo, who passed away,
Uluna.
Uluna.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a funeral for Luna?
No. We're sad as a family. But then put to us is one of my brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. Was Sizage and then Womwab.
That was okay. I don't know if you saw Mushin Diki had a full-fledged funeral for his dog that passed away.
Oh.
Done by Nono Events.
I saw that.
I don't know. It's maybe my spectrum.
I saw that.
Yeah, he did like a proper, like they had a tent, they had a
catering.
Yeah.
And deco, yeah.
And deco and speeches.
Cute. I saw that. I didn't really pick it up that it was like a dog's funeral.
It was a full on dog's funeral.
I'm from the dog funeralist by a passage somewhere.
Passage.
A passage. Like a shortcut. That's where the dogs get buried.
My man, we're talking about a funeral and throwing the dog away. There's two
a passage, dog. If you never went through a passage and just started smelling a dog.
No.
We used to bury our dog Koskangeng in an open field. You dig a hole.
As they didn't bury. Put it behind the danger box.
No, all of my dogs.
Hey.
You know where the danger is.
What, Georgia? Are you big on pets?
Yes, I love dogs. I love dogs.
Okay, yes, we know that.
Yes, seven dogs.
Wuzu seven.
Must yes, be I'm big on pets.
Nothing else. It's like...
Yeah, I'm yet to... I don't know.
What about cooking?
You're giving hamster vibes. I love cooking.
So you love cooking?
Yes, I love cooking.
She's giving hamster vibes. You'd look like you'd own a hamster.
No.
Your character...
Hamsters go in a private school.
When you're low, you can like, yeah.
Yeah, but can you sell into a private school?
Because, no. It's Angie hamster. It is.
Whoa.
Yay. Oh, you guys do that for high fives?
No, it's the...
Oh, it's the thing. Hey.
Yeah.
See, first take, right. Hey, primo pega la.
What is this thing you guys?
It's primo. This is something else.
How many personalities in your family, including all these dogs and animals?
Personalities?
Yes.
You're a lot.
Because I feel like that when I watch you, because it's always different characters. People, but
yes.
You understand these people.
That's why I don't hesitate. I always go home very often. It's very close. Guys, it's not the Mpumalanga you guys think, but fine.
Except which one is it?
The closest to Joburg.
No, does but it, what does it look like?
Wait, so...
It's nice. I should take it out.
When I got to say Springs, when I got to...
No,
but Secunda does feel that close, dog. Whenever we go to Abutilolo's gigs...
We come back.
Yes.
We come back the same night.
It's close.
It's close.
It's just there's
close.
No petrol station on that road. It's close.
There is. Now, why are you so humble N17? No, I petrol. Sasolias N17.
Alia Sasolit Koyla Abantaba Travelayo.
We are travelers now, isn't it?
You know those petrol stations where there's like 4,000 people. Gonna line your home affairs for the bathroom.
You're like,
I'm gonna share my cubicle, Chief Taranto.
Hey, my old chief.
Which one is this one? Bob's.
Everyone in the toilet either has a star or a bird on their chest. Like they're from ZCC. Like people from ZCC use those garages, dog.
So you don't use those garages?
So you don't use them?
But they're in a bus. I come there in a car. I'm alone. So we're going to have to cut this part out.
Yo.
So he's going
to
catch smoke.
And don't forget, you have to drive home during holidays.
They're gonna spot teasing.
They're
going to
spot your queen, my man. On the road.
Okay.
The views expressed by the ghost man boy are not those of Popcorn.
Oh, speaking of views, so when you started getting a lot of views on your social media, at which point did you realize that okay, now I'm famous?
Yeah, when did it go from just being popular to like being famous? Because I think you were on a nice trajectory, right?
Yeah.
Your videos were getting more and more and more. But there was a flip that happened where you went from being popular to being famous.
Yo, funny enough, I still don't feel famous. Like,
because you're a real one.
Man. I mean, I was doomed. I mean, this ends every video room in the car.
Bottom line.
Next thing, we are born them all. Hi, can you say? Hi. That's the only significant difference. But... A content gotcha, but it's like yo, I've changed man. After it, I'm gonna start talking like this.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm gonna start doing. I was like, I love a band. Yeah. I love making people happy. So I'm in the zone. I'm happy if you're happy, Joe.
I did a school tour with you.
Yes, yes.
And they were going crazy, dude.
Oh, man, love
like when she just pulled up the car. Yeah, bottom line. But I was like, yo, bottom line is that I.
Yeah.
And okay.
Everyone gave me my name.
No, I mean, I'm being so passy.
You're lying. Nobody will figure what you're about. What? Bobby said, how? Hey, robot.
So.
Sorry.
So, what people, a lot of people don't know.
The victim has to apologize.
Yeah, we are back.
So, what a lot of people don't know is that your music career.
Yes.
Is actually what started first.
Yes. Yes.
You know, people think they know you from like your social media videos, yes. And that's how you started and then ventured into
music. Now she's doing music. I've been doing.
Please talk us through
how
you were part of a band or group. Please tell us.
Which is why I shout out to DJ Zinhle. That's where I spent a lot of time with DJ Zinhle. So, hi, Ke.
Mm-hmm.
20 bonzo la shara, nyasal. 2017, was it?
Hey.
2017.
Yeah.
Yes. We got on the show. Quite a show. We got Vodacom. It's called Vodacom Next Level.
Next Level. Yes.
Next Level. Yeah.
Ucom, Ricky Rick. Okay. Kuko. Big Na. Yo.
Hectic.
Big Nas. My goodness. Okay. Whoa. Hectic. I'm going to cry. Okay. Whoa. No tears.
Ish.
Ooh. Guko, Danny K, DJ Zinhle. Oh, Euphonza. Euphonic, yes. So, kule show, okay? There were 5 contestants as well. Hey, nakwi contestants. Jesse is no longer.
Mm.
Hey, Jesse. Are you in Ufa?
Which Jesse?
Jesse Reigns. He was a rapper.
Oh, yes.
On the show as well. Nah, you wait. Hey, wow.
Jesse Reigns.
So, fine. Kuko Jesse was at Utami. Then it was the band. Then it was Theophilus. Yo, very flamboyant. Love him. Sing a little show. He made a show vele with challenges and everything, with episodes. He played on Mzansi Magic. After the show, we were like, okay, as a band, we're taking this serious, guys. Taking to the top. Safumani Maletile. And we invested.
Your band name was?
Jackson.
Music 90s. The contestants were 5, guys. Music 97.
Music 97, yeah?
Yes, there was our band. There were 4 of us. And then after the show, I think each of us just gangane fell into our natural groove. The one person who stuck with me was Marcus, who was the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
He invested and he got studio equipment with them. We got a big lamp, like all of us who were part of that show from Vodacom.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
So,
right.
So I invest, and then I got Kubegi life. That's where I met. After that, that's where I met with Ukabza. Ulihleza actually hooked me up with Ukabza. Then we were in studio. Hey, guys. Wow. Wow.
You're thinking about the journey now as you reflect.
Man. Yeah. Work. Thank you. Yeah. Popcorn and cheese.
Yeah.
Mina, nga rekota no Ukabza emkhukhwini.
Get out of here.
Me. That's how way back I go.
Crazy.
No.
I record him cooking cabs, I sell in Ngutu, Heineken.
First setup, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I won't, it's not, only says a lap. And.
Do you remember what was the song?
I see, sure. Yes, Chigalesa. Soak up, man. He put it on the first Scorpion Kings EP. They put it on there. And apparently it was supposed to be a calm song. But oh,
is it Gom?
Gom.
Yeah,
it was apparently supposed to be a Gom song, but young Gena, which you fuse were into piano, like the beginning of the guys. I was there, beginning of piano, first ever Scorpion Kings EP, the last track, bonus track, La Chigeleza. That's me.
That's dope.
And then I recorded.
Yo! We pioneered!
Pioneered! That's why I'll till this day, I'll forever respect Ukabza because strong ass song. Yeah, yeah, nice.
Shout out to Lichesa as well.
Shout out to Lichesa. No, he plugged me for real.
But that's what I love about the MP boys. They plug each other, bruh. Mm. They support each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a whole system that they have where they support each other, man.
Yeah. Mm.
So what was your, you know, you've just told us about that song, but what was your first hit? Like le bah ingenile, it landed your hit.
I think it was No. Because the first plaque I got was Bega Minanget, where I mixed.
My first plaque.
No.
Please carry on.
Guys, you're making me sound arrogant.
No. We are celebrating.
Here on Popcorn and Cheese, we are not arrogant. Yeah, no, we are excited and confident.
Stop. Yes. No.
Yes.
So it was Bega Minanget, but it came after I Ungangbambi. Ungangbambi was where I was just trying first in the game, trying to see what's going on. I worked with Jazzy Q. Sorry, guys. I'm recovering from a flu, okay? Please. Oh, yes. These are the lost cakes of a dying flu.
Ice?
Okay.
Safe, thanks, bro.
Yeah, you're
safe. No way.
Yeah.
No. Can I get a...
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
So after that, Unganbambi, I was also pushing on TikTok. I think I was at 500,000 followers on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, guys, I kind of sing too. Here's a song. Boop. Put it there. Yo, people loved it. Started making challenges to it. I started duetting people, dancing to it. Haike, ya release wa ingoma. Ya push, like, nai. Then I was like, okay, let's see if it's for real ogiyadlalo. Faka I Bega Minanget. So I sampled UPZ.
Yes.
I took the melody. That's literally all I took. Just the melody. And then I was like, oh, Bega Minanget. La la la. Then get fine. Yeah, popa longoma. Because I think people just loved it. And when the song starts, you won't say, you would see, that's where it's going.
Mm.
But once it hits, it hits.
Yeah.
So, okay, I turned on a kulu nayo. Then I released it. And I was like, I guess, okay, this is it. Then, Dapina Futi, Denza Izula Zula. That's a second plaque that I got.
Yes, girl.
Zula Zula. Danny, ya figa I instrumental. Instrumentally, I mame and that mandingen. Mandingen, ima. And funny enough, all of my songs, guys. All of my songs have a story behind them. And I'm a woman, and I've been in the groove scene, and I've been in uncomfortable groove scenes where umjita is space is corner.
Marula.
Got to force to uti. Sorry, I'm going to look at the space singer. Why are you looking at
that? You know, that's the rules there. Sorry.
How?
Yeah. my wife. Why am I saying that? I'm going to be
guys, no ways. So,
yes.
Ungan Bambi.
Literally,
yeah. Because this is figure apam na.
The
hamba neto miza.
Come on.
The lunga ndi bambi puti.
Yay.
Unga si paza misi. Because genuinely, some of us are really there. See, we're on a girls trip.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have fun. So, ufuna ton hokwen, Steven.
Yay. How? Power girls trip devolve.
Man.
How?
Power girls trip.
Isn't that also like a code name for E?
Yes.
Korobel.
Pega minayetwa. Was, yeah, beseshem, beseng tolumunte, ong tanda yo. For real.
Are you Patrick?
Oh.
Steven.
No, Steven, no. Beseng tole umuntu ong tanda. And I was like, oh, when are you pera? Pega minayetwa. And I was like, you know, singing how I felt, you know, I draw my inspiration a lot from my personal life experiences.
Real life, yeah.
As well as people who are around me, what they've experienced. Yeah, bo?
And your process in studio, do you write before you go in, or do you go in and write the beat?
I go in, listen to the beats. It must inspire me. You're nakal. Mm-hmm. But okay, this is where it can go. After that, like, yeah, freestyle. I can't write. I write after.
Okay.
Yes. Dope.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
That's dope.
And then I go. That's how Nkuku came about. People are like, it's a dumb song. But like, guys, that's what the beat felt like.
And it's a vibe. Yeah.
It's a vibe, you know? Fine. Ungan Bambi is that song. Pega Mina Ngetwa. It's a love song. And then after that, Kwabayi, before.
Zning.
And at this point, what are mom and dad saying about your success?
Yo, mom and dad. Babona maseng ngibapha imali ngabafakela vele ngathi ngicela ama account number bazali kanje kanje ngathi banga pha kumama ngathi pha kuba
iwa kwa kwa
phone
ah akusi e-wallet e-wallet like kungena ku account.
Yintoni le oyifake apho? I'm like, imali. Hey, yintoni? Uyifumene phi? I'm like,
standard parents question.
Kokungcola ko TikTok okuwendi bekwenzayo. There was like, I think a campaign had paid out. And I was like, the first people I want to pull up for are my parents. My company didn't have been honest because I was just living under their roof. I was like, yo, and bap, boom. Till this day, and even I say, isn't those numbers handy, you guys? Did I send money? That is why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quickly. I send money.
How good did that make you feel?
Yo. I was like, I don't care. What's it selling? That feeling, nothing can compare to the feeling of Upapa Zalimal. Yo. Yeah. Hey, man, Dilanjo, I can do it every day, but I won't. I won't yet.
Must be a limit.
Yeah, yo.
I think nothing compares to doing stuff for your parents.
Yo.
Yeah, like, and you know, in black culture, we have the thing, your first pay. Fana kuthi uyithathe yonke izendlini.
Your first pay. I did that actually. Because I need a 9 to 5.
Yes, my first 9 to 5. I was told to bring that money as is by your tandazel. And then from that money, I got my transport money.
Yes.
And then got to the rest that I says I tandazel.
That's funny. That's dope. I remember writing a letter.
But that's where our blessings come from.
I wrote a letter to my dad when I gave him money. And it wasn't even work. I was still in school, but it was a casting.
Yeah.
I did an advert for ATA.
Oh, please tell us what the letter said.
Mm.
ATA. Ta. Ta. Ta.
Ta. Ta. Ta. Ta.
Timer, father.
No, man.
Papa. No.
Okay.
Obviously, as parents are always invested in your education, right?
Yes.
And in the things that they're putting money in. So the dancing and the casting and the adverts was my own thing, young upon. And they were always just worried about school. Like, you're focused on school, do this. Every week you're going in and out of practice, but it's bringing nothing back.
Mm.
So when I got the coins from that ad, I said, yo, I know I've not always been pulling up financially, but because I was building this thing and now it's at a place where I'm getting the money. So here's the coins. Love you always. Shout out.
It's true.
And hey, yo, he was like, yeah.
No.
Did you use the word coins in your father's letter?
No, my man.
Ah,
I get it now.
It's.
Tell us the letter.
10-15 years ago, man.
Oh.
Okay. That's so beautiful.
Is it the first time you got your... Gorgeous. When was your first time when you got a paying job?
A paying job, I was 14 or 15.
Whoa.
I worked at a clothing store. There was one in Carlton Center and one in Pretoria called Nuff Nuff.
Nuff Nuff?
Nuff Nuff,
you worked at Nuff Nuff?
You know, remember when the Not Guilty tracksuits were in?
That is so crazy.
You know, they're not guilty
well, presents. Yeah, yeah.
I used to sell
guys
like 20 of those a day.
First bathing ape, Neff Neff. First ice cream hoodie from Neff Neff.
Yeah, I used to work at Neff.
They have about petrol or milk that era.
Petrol and milk is closer.
It's close, yeah.
Neff Neff is like, Bella Carlton said they're even selling it now. Bella, that's our way back.
Yo. The first hip hop
era. Hip hop era.
Fubu. It started Neff Neff. Yeah, I used to earn 50 rand a day cash. And that's what I used to do. I used to fold clothes. I used to sell clothes.
I don't think you have to say cash. It is 50 rand.
No. Cash was to let you know that's how I got paid.
Someone's pocket.
You can't say 50 rand into your account. This account.
Every day after work. And it wasn't one note.
I'm a 10
rand. So I used to make either 250 or 300 a week, or sometimes I'd work I'd work mostly holidays. And then that was my first gig. With you, because you mentioned Bone 9 to 5.
Yes.
So I wanna know what did you wanna be when you were 5 years old? If you can remember, what is it that you wanted to be when you were five? And are you living that dream now? And what other jobs have you had along the way?
You know, growing up in a black household.
With 7 dogs.
You shift from what you love. You turn what you love into a hobby. So I was like, I'm singing. Yeah, it's a hobby. Mm-hmm. But I want to be a veterinarian. Like, you know, Dokotela Wezi.
Okay.
But I figured out I'm scared of I'm an operation and I can't do those things
And Maui vet, you don't just deal with dogs.
Yeah.
Anaconda.
Yo.
Fluffy swallowed a tire. Can you help us?
Fluffy.
Bonu Fluffy.
Now you must operate a python. I got
not too fluffy being a snake.
Not a fluffy being a snake. Like... not to Retex being a dog.
Touche. Fine.
Thank you, Fluffy.
Okay, no. No ways. You know what? I'm giving you two.
Aye, no ways. Yes. So you're saying, you know, your hobbies.
Yes. So I always knew because Christmas parties, I would play the joyous celebration.
Come on.
Go and track number 6. Who you see?
I would perform
for the family. Christmas, they know.
You are the family performer.
And I sing. I would perform.
You know, with kids, they get to a point where when kids are young and cute and they perform for their families like telling them to do it over and over,
over
again,
and
right?
Over.
And then the older they get, the more they realize, I love my mashalanga.
Yeah.
Did it ever get to that point for you? Or were you just like, I'm owning this, I'm going to keep performing?
It did, but I loved it. I loved the attention. You know, I'm the only girl they cry. So I was like, I'm still loved. Nagoku guys, I'm still loved. But the kulending lomdana who was just smothered like with love,
a
princess, yeah. Because colors boys. So when
this
I was like,
this
wow, and then work funny, you know. And then from that, kwazage masek move akuziwa ngapi koli.
Yeah.
Then rain show. Yo.
Ren is the show.
Ren show.
Ren is the show.
Every year, I made sure about that. Sianine Ren show. Because I want to enter those yum yum competition and dance.
Yo.
I want to enter those.
Yo
I wanna,
TV stage.
Yo TV stage.
MTN
I want
to.
Kaza TV stage. Batko literally went crazy this other time. The driver going to install Velasquez Kaza Chiefs. I'm going to go back.
Guys,
get out of here.
Let me tell you.
Get out of here.
Let me tell you. Ren is the show. Ren show
was the buy.
You're just winning goodie bags. Go back home with the...
goodie bags. My pamphlets.
Dog, my favorite part of Ren is the show, but I only realized later that it was a I think I've told you about it. Remember those dummies we used to get?
Yeah, the...
Yeah, that your parents would buy. The one that had... Lento we munya for 2 weeks. I paid.
I paid.
We are munya. We are munya. Next.
God.
Next. those things are bulletproof. They were bulletproof.
How care that thing, Eskela? You gone.
You go.
You're the gone boy.
There's a snake.
Yo. Nah, the Rancho was crazy.
No, Rancho.
No way.
What were you doing in 9 to 5?
Yeah. Rancho, yes. So leading up to now, you know, finally finding your feet. Eskoleni, you finish.
Yes.
You think this in when you're still in school?
Yes,
right?
So I'm still primary. Yo, primary, yeah. Primary grade 4. Then you there was a shifting.
Yeah.
Got the high schooling. I TVET college. I'm a product of a TVET college. I didn't go to university. Guys?
Guys,
why the disclaimer? Why the disclaimer? What's wrong with TVET?
Wait, what's wrong with
TVET? No, nothing's wrong. I just have always been that thing, you know.
I don't know. TVET is accepted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is it?
In Mpumalang.
My wine is shag.
Yeah, about yours is TVET, love.
No, guys, we're gonna need to get over the other podcast. Hey, what happened? The other we need to, hey,
no, yeah, I don't know what anyone's talking about. I don't know what you guys,
yeah.
But he recently almost had a near death experience. Who here
looks like
who here looks like
guys?
They almost so dead.
Man, hey.
So, TVET, what did you study at TVET?
I studied engineering and related designs. I was really good. EGD, yeah. It's like technical drawing. Like.
You what?
Yes, I graduated. After that, I was
so, we engineer?
Not per se. I was supposed to work towards that. But I was like, after the 9 to 5,
what was your 9 to 5?
My 9 to 5, I was a CAD operator. So basically, it was a drafting company.
Was I forklift?
No, not that one. Oh. Computer aided draft.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Bring it to the caterpillar.
No, not CAT.
Yeah,
no. Not CAT operator.
Okay.
Yeah. So they would basically the engineers would go on site and have the draw these schematics physically. Then they'd come back, bring it to me. Then I change that into a computer drawing. Like, drawing, man, a computer.
It's a computer.
By drawing a pencil,
and then you digitize it.
I digitize it, yes.
Oh, right. Like Illustrator or what?
No, it was at Spiso. One of it was Bentley something. Don't just libel. That's how much I wanted to get out of there. Yo.
How long did it take you before you went, Yazin?
Yo.
This is a lot. I'm going to go sing and make videos.
I was going to stick it through. Because, I mean, it was my 9 to 5. It was my job. Until hectic COVID happened. The hectic COVID.
And then you said, were you let go?
Yes.
Because of COVID.
Yes. Then... Bust him, but I get guys, there's no chance, really. The company's down, so we just need to, you know. And they're very like, yo, it's God's plan
works in mysterious ways.
God knew, like,
and his timing is
God's plan, like the pencil one of the digital.
How far into your entertainment career were you when COVID happened?
Oh, I was at zero. Then TikTok, like, yeah. During COVID was when everything blew up because I had nothing else to do.
You were at rock bottom at that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bottom line. So, like, okay, I get. Can you? I'm not next girl. Excuse me. I did everything. I did the studying because more than anything, it was my parents who pushed me for the engineering stuff. I was like, Imali, Imali, Ilapa. There's a big. Yeah, I'm only Sasa Ilapa. So that's every child.
Mpumalanga is engineering.
Yes.
Haven.
Every child is like, yeah, nah, no flock pelele pa. Okanye a mine. Okanye imali mntanam. Uzobane imali. I was like, okay, dad, okay. That was the point where I was like failing hectically. I was like, and kwazi mama ngicela kwenza teaching ke okungenani something.
You were doing it to make them happy.
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to ask, is it something your parents were looking for?
Yes, yes, definitely. Because, you know, I mean, bayafuna umntana babe grand. Yebo. So I understood where it came from. That's why I was like, okay, it's fine. I will be there. 21 first, ngathola imoto. Ha, actually. Bangisengela imoto umama no baba. Angisho, and then my dad was like, ngathengela iClio, guys. Yeah. The Renault Clio.
Ay.
What utata ba?
That's the older brother of a Quid.
A Renault. I was about to ask, so you got the Renault Clio?
Yes, the Renault Clio.
You're not the Quid.
No.
Yeah.
What?
The Quid is the one that fits in the boot.
Other kids.
Of a Clio. Yeah?
Inside the Clio, where you put in the spare wheel, is also compact
for the Quid. With the Clio, you keep a
Quid.
When you get a Panza, you don't get a spare wheel.
No, you get a spare wheel.
Okay, be quid. Who drive you on?
It's in a lentil
generate. Guys.
From.
Guys.
You guys are dressed nice, eh?
thank you, Titi. Thank you, thank you.
Does Titi drive a quid?
Yeah, yes.
Aww.
Yeah.
No. You're safer. You're safer. I could quit my bit.
Yeah, yeah. They are full tank, but my 150.
Right. And when last did you pour? Feb, ne?
Yo!
Una did the passengers in Teha? No. Like right now.
Yo!
Passengers that are laughing.
Yes, passengers. Right now. Oh, they're laughing. Marabaze now. Zonki kilos of queen. That's my baby seat.
No way. So yes, you get the Clio.
Get the Clio, then
that
was
surprise
like
surprise you.
Yes, yo, 21 first, kum nandi. Ooh, party party. Makala vele yo. Now, ngithola les Clio uthi ubaba. Other kids get the keys to freedom. You are getting these keys. Uba uhamba uye emsebenzini, ubuya endlini.
Yes,
that. That's so funny. Yes,
and my, fine, and Dad. Bigger,
a car is a piece of freedom, right?
Yeah.
But there's like,
yeah. Yeah. Hey, must come back. Can we talk about that 21st key, though?
No, I didn't even get one. I got car keys.
Yeah, there's a culture now because there's a boy of mine that I gym with
now.
Nkateko, he turned 21.
Did he get a key now?
And first thing we asked him, myself and Lawrence, the guys I gym with, we go, dog, where's your 21 key? He's like, nah, bro, we don't get that anymore.
What happened? Like, when,
why then?
Who's the last generation of Tolis key?
Yeah, I didn't get a key either.
Guys, cool man, pal.
Cool man.
Yeah. Did you get a key, Robert?
No.
Yeah.
Am I the oldest guy here? Yeah.
You and Ghost Lady.
Ghost hasn't said anything. Ghost.
You and Ghost Lady have keys.
Ghost Lady.
You didn't get a key. Ah, Pops, it's bad.
It's bad.
Alone.
Whoa.
When did you make
it? Even has a
10-21.
It even has a
How long ago was your 21?
It has a stand.
Yeah,
it has
a wooden stand. Ah, guys.
I got car keys. Does that count? I mean,
no, we talk about the
actual thing.
Like, you know that one that looks like a old prison key. It's got,
yo,
it's got that
Nebutek,
it, and then it's got that like.
It was a present from the 21st. I got from a friend. It wasn't from my parents.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm the only one who got a key, guys.
Go on, look, enough.
Don't you can't wear Scotch pants and not have. And not have gotten a 21st key. Aye, guys. Aye.
This guy's wearing sports shoes, pajama pants.
A DA and a top.
You know, plus now it's winter. You know the petrol attendant jackets. That's the one.
Yeah, guys.
No we're being way. Nice. Oh, yeah, we've been nice.
Yeah, let's be nice. Yeah.
Amazing combination of different genres of life.
Genres. Yay! I love this! Foot five! Yay!
Oh, foot five!
Which one is this one?
All right.
Oh, man. Dude.
All right, what would you say is the key to success?
Oh.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
Definitely not a 21st key.
Oh.
No? Or half? I think that deserves a half.
A primo.
Guys.
Key to success. Does this mean it's the end of the podcast?
We are almost there.
No way.
How sad, bro.
No way.
How sad.
I'm going to keep zonking. That was Zami at that.
No, we are not done. We still need to talk about these other two guys.
Oh, other two guys?
Patrick and Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No. Because there are two. So you know the bad Patrick. We know the good Patricks. There are two guys who make sure that we are digitally safe. Because it happens, Guti, here in these streets, you know, you've got your laptop, you've got your phone. People can infiltrate your data.
Your accounts.
Bug hair care. They can promise you things that don't exist. You know, like, hey, you've won yourself this, you've done this. People are always fishing for your information.
Yeah.
But Tina, when it comes to cybersecurity, Robot Boy and I, Popcorn and Cheese, all of us here, trust two names. Patrick. And they're from?
Clarifor.
The award for Cybersecurity Company of the Year goes to...
Drumroll!
Clarifor!
I knew they were going to call our name. I just want to take this time to thank everybody in the cybersecurity business. Thank you for believing in us. You know, we at Clarifor have come a long way in making sure that PDFs, documents, applications, inboxes, chats have been protected. I want to take this time to thank our father who art in digital space. Hello, Earth, be thy program. Thy mechanism come. Thy shall not corrupt. On digital streets, as it is in the normal streets, give us this award, our daily awards, and lead us not into uncharted accounts, but deliver us from evil scammers. For thy is the award, the program, and the power, forever and ever, Clarifor. Yeah, no, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who believed in us. This award is everything to us, you know. There's a virus that we make sure we carry with that reminds us of the first virus we caught. He's here somewhere. Where's that dog? Ha! Ladies and gentlemen, we at Clarifor not only protect you, but we make sure we retain those viruses. This is the face you must remember when you think of scamming. We have protected you. If you want us to continue to protect you, contact us. Here is our details. Thank you so much to everyone out there in the digital streets. We thank you. Patrick, you might have a few words to share with everyone.
My name is Patrick. Thank you. My name is Patrick. Follow us on Twitter, Clarifor.sa. Clarifor, info at clarifor.co.za also. But my name is Patrick.
Thank you.
That was a segue into an ad.
Oh, right. I thought it was Marge. I was like, oh, someone's going to land on Marge. Okay. Survive.
Do you know what's my favorite thing about the stuff I found out? Is it like, and now that I see your personality, it's like you're a social activist.
I guess.
Because you talk about things and you put lines on things that are normal things that people should, like, yo, man, I'm at a party, I'm just having a good time. Changing the perspective of what people feel like.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. And especially to see your character and where it comes from, and you see your stories about your parents and stuff like that. This is not the compliments that we are talking about. This is an actual compliment.
Wow, because
it's beautiful, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah. A lot of my songs are activist-y. Because even when I perform Ungangbam,
activities you're talking about?
Activism. Ne? Zibu, zinobu, activism.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Right, bon? Well, and I may not be Amanda, I'm gonna wait too. You know, I don't think I'd ever be Oyenza so. I'll just slide it in a joke, slide it in a song.
But it's funny, but it's got that serious.
Yes, yeah, so it's, yeah. It's not, it's funny, haha, but not funny, haha.
But there's meaning.
Mm. There's meaning to everything I sing.
Oh, I
Ichigeleza, na Ichigeleza was a protection song. You see, even if siya chaiva, okay, because see, we have this fear of men, man. Like, awumazi umuntu bani uzo react kanjani.
Yeah.
Especially mara intoxicated.
Yeah.
So, ungangibambi can be a fun way of saying ungangibambi. Bengathi uya jive kanti uyamthuka.
Actually,
ungangibambi, cela ungangibambi. Ungang, you know, cuz it's ifanele intombazane mayengafuna ukunika ama number ayo bese uya foster. Uzogcina kunikile cuz akazi ukuthi what's your next move. It's like and I'm sure you know what
you're such a sad reality.
Ish wena. Okay, yeah, mina get hard. Because you don't know. So it's just letting some men down easy. Ngengom. Hebo? Inkuku. Inkuku is a song of haters. It's for my haters. We see Inkuku's cool maga kulu. And Inkuku, all they do is cackle. Abenzi nix.
And a zimbi.
And a zi. Okay, Inkuku. Chickens
okay,
are,
no, I'm talking about the haters, sorry.
Yeah, the haters are ugly, yes. Yeah. But the chickens are cute. Then, yeah, which other song? Suka. I'm going to release another song with Tyler ICU. Suka.
Suka.
Soon. Nayo. Suka.
Suka.
As a hater, Suka and Lilin.
Who else would you like to collaborate with that you haven't worked with so far?
Man, definitely Uraspi.
Mm-hmm.
Uteben Koko. I've got so many. I would love to do something with Waffles.
What about new recording artists? Like, like new people on the scene, you know? Maybe someone who's like one piano song in.
And a 21st key.
And a 21st key. With rhymes like Henda, Pidi Pidi. Kiruna ba popcorn and cheesy. Defeat Lele Monaka Quidi. The twirling tolo ya speedy.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's me on the popcorn and cheese song.
On the intro.
Oh, it's not.
We released the song. It's out.
But is it not?
It's him.
And
featuring. Yeah, because it's popcorn and cheese.
So. Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are.
Yeah. It's my first song. So excited.
It's,
they must put you on Suga, ne? If it's not out.
Wait. How? Let's not wait. Let's not make fast decisions.
Hasty decisions. Yeah,
no, let's relax.
One step at a time.
You must come to my studio. I actually have my own studio. Assigned myself.
No way.
Yeah.
Big name of your studios?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is dope.
I'm on recording company.
Oh, yeah. What is it called?
Superstar Studios.
Superstar Studios.
Yeah. I also have another company of mine, Bottom Line Creatives.
Bottom Line Creatives?
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that one.
Yes, Bottom Line Creatives. It's gonna pull up for the influencers because I've been on the other side of influencing.
You understand. You know they cry.
Bottom Line creates merch. Bottom Line creates food. Bottom Line creates Bottom Line Creatives.
Yes.
You'll know it.
We touched on it a little bit earlier, but we never gave you a chance to respond. Your love of cooking, you know?
Yes.
Is that one of your hobbies that has turned into a money-making thing?
It started as a thing.
Yeah.
It's something I had to do. And I would put on your enjoy if I'm one. I love cooking when I'm in the mood, in 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah. Or really, I would sing shala like old man away from my parents, so I don't do it as often.
Yeah.
But I do want to see myself in the food and beverage industry. I don't know how though.
Okay. And because
but Bottom Line Creatives is gonna solve.
Bottom Line Creatives.
Because we know that you love food and you love eating, we have got food.
Yes.
Oh, guys.
Yes. Because we knew, Guti, you're a food connoisseur.
Oh,
we thought,
okay,
you
well,
know,
yes.
We want to make sure that you get something special, something nice. So our friends,
are,
Our friends over at Seafood Harbor. Our Shout friends over them. At Seafood Harbor made it.
Guys, stop.
Those start out as short pants.
Guys, stop. That is someone's boyfriend.
We get the platter also. This one.
M7 is in my swimming shorts.
Those pants have six pockets. He looks like a vendor prawn.
A vendor prawn.
Yeah,
it's cool, man. Seafood, but manja, yeah, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah, so
guys, if you see food on the show,
yeah,
it's because we've got.
So we just got a drop from.
It smells good.
Smells amazing. Seafood Harbor. They're out here in Rosebank.
Yeah, Rosebank.
Yeah, so they dropped off food for us and the crew. So must get an episode this year too. Seafood Harbor. Big shout out to Seafood Harbor.
See a streamer,
because Rona Ria Swima. Barry, teach a man to fish and he will eat fish.
How does that code go, Afus?
Teach a man. Ask a man.
Yo, Miss Chatensi.
Yes.
I got it now, right?
Yes. No.
There are so many, not just girls, boys, and yeah, cheese gang. Who look up to you, who've always looked up to you. Who might find themselves in your position where you were in the beginning, where they might be at the cusp. If you had to share something with those people, those kids, whoever they are, like, what would you say to them, you know?
Yeah. I would say, first of all, in choosing role models, it's as hard as it is as a kid, but be realistic. Try to be as close as you can to home. No matter about aunt or someone, like, because you choose your own role model.
Yeah.
Don't choose Mumpu Manje.
Just because he drives a nice car.
No. When signing with 12 Fipsu.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would also say there's nothing more beautiful than walking your journey and doing you, because you discover so many things about yourself that you didn't know actually existed. So it's a good day to be you today.
Oof. Big buzz.
Oof. Buzz.
Be yourself sooner. The sooner the better. This trying to be someone, mina velu babam, vele wangfundi. No. We're now teen.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Suga emapozeni. Suga emapozeni. While we're here, my ladies, is there anything that you'd like to plug besides your hit track that's coming out, Suga? What else would you like are you doing? We know we've got Superstar Studios.
Yeah, you know,
we're going to come and record our next hit. Three of us.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yes, and then we've got Bottom Line Creatives.
Yes.
Where, you know, anything you need creatively, Shamakuinya.
Sanko.
Cinnamon Ngapagati. What else are you? What else would you like to
talk? I'm going to drop some merch, actually.
Nice!
Please, we'll
rock it.
We big on local brands. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? YGen from Cape Town, XS, salute.
Love that.
Style again, so we're too.
Jesus, gang. Jesus.
Yeah. Boys,
yeah.
So.
So please, no lay.
Yembe.
Lasse Woolworth. How right. To Woolworth, yeah, like.
All right. Yeah, so I'm going to drop some merch. Obviously, music. In fact, kuneng money or exciting.
Yeah.
But, you know, keep watching my TikTok videos. Love you. And streaming my music. Love you guys. Mwah.
We'll do so. We'll keep watching your stuff. And as you keep watching the show,
yes.
Also keep supporting.
Yes. I was so sad about Farida, guys. Why
you
don't have a school?
Dude, you see, okay, now, I love, now we have I love two the cameras
animation.
Now. We have, you see, we have two cameras now because of what happened.
I loved the animation, but I was like, really wish I would have seen like her facial, because I love her so much.
I see how upset you're getting because of that episode.
Have you
ever been in a fight?
Nala masofa, be wanna see you, nala masofa.
No, bewa mustard.
Gweza halin.
Mustard.
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 Have you ever been in a fight?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
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 Ever.
Ever.
No, I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter.
All right. Yeah. And we're so glad that you didn't give up on love because you said you found someone.
Yes. Yes, I did.
All right. And when I know Tembani, right?
Oh, love him. Love him. He actually helped me become the person I am.
No way.
Like, we literally started dating just as my TikTok career was about to take off.
Ah, shout out to Temba.
Shout
man.
Out to Temba.
Thank you
for treating our girl right.
No, I'm actually, yeah, we'll give him a name. I could do
one.
The 30,000 of you guys watching, please also remember to like and subscribe. We're on the road to 1 million subscribers, and we shall be at SunBet Arena. Arena ring at the SunBet. You can bet on not just the sun, but on popcorn and cheese.
Of course, yes. And that is on the 30th of July. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are just but days away from the Mpo Pop's comedy birthday special happening at Empress Palace. Ladies and gentlemen, right next to the airport. Tickets are available at CompuTicket. Make sure you get your ticket. Come and have a laugh. Bring a date. Bring a friend. Bring family members. She's stressing apandle, ngena ngaphakathi, uhleke.
And masoqeda ukuhleka, umamele ingoma ethiwa Popcorn and Cheese by Robot Boy, Mpo Pops, and Smiro, out on all digital streaming platforms.
Every single one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, from me, the corn that pops.
And the cheese that's great.
And the bottom line, the bottom lines. Even Tawun is on Shia.
Bottom line is that the boy comes from Spain and he came back with something for the shelf. Come on, somebody.
Duana, you won an award in Spain.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, there was a group of us. There was a group from Italy, a group from Nigeria, and then South Africans.
Yeah.
And then I got best performance. So.
Nice.
No way.
Yeah, the league experience, it was crazy, man. But man. Danko means thank you.
At least I see his kiosk at 21st.
Yeah, what
you? Know?
Sorry. 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 Father, you know what? On the next episode, we're going to talk about your Spain trip. But man, congratulations to Robot Boy. I'm shopping.
Yeah,
well done. Thank you for putting South Africa on the map, dog. Jeez.
Trust me.
You know, like you have no idea. You guys have no idea the impact that you have. When I heard your song playing at Times Square in New York, I was like, no ways, bro.
Damn.
When you heard Salary, then to see you Ushapa Ele, go Spain. I was like, look at my boy. Huh?
Dollaring
in the Spains.
No ways.
Nah, guys, it's
major.
We are that generation, and you guys are at the forefront of creating something beautiful for this country. So keep going, man.
Thank you
guys
so
are
much.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Shut up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Njengabantu abaphumile eMangaung, we are out.
Stay on brand, never hard to sell. Got real chats, na my LOLs. We both got gang and we blessed as hell. Siyadlala story. Pitsina my guests. You are my bundles, not of choice. That it's Mpo Pops and Robot Boy.
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese.